This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault and my good friend for a very long time, Robert White, who is a mentor to me, a friend to me, and really literally is responsible for most of the personal development I've ever done. He showed me what was possible. He scared the crud out of me. So he always said, man, Tom, you really, really need to spend like 3 years with me. So I'd go do a weekend somewhere, but I ended up doing every course in the world and getting all his wisdom by osmosis. And I feel like I'm quite wise now, but Robert White is the man. I love him with all of my heart. You guys are going to love him even more. And what's amazing about it is that my little boy, this one here, he has been around Robert White for a very, very long time too. And they connected on an intellectual level that you would not believe. And there is so much that could be done, so much to do, and it all starts now. So, Adrian, take it away, buddy.
This is going to be such a fun show, and it's so incredible the way that things come full circle, because I knew of Robert long before I got the opportunity to know Robert through the work that you did over many, many years in personal development. And then, you know, through reputation from friends of ours like Dan Gibbons and Kathy Quinlan Perez and others who have been in this space and who Robert really launched in their early careers in personal development and have gone on to do amazing things of their own. And so to get to have this conversation is a joy, and we're really happy to have you. So welcome, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you. I have three responses to that glorious introduction. First of all, I can't wait to hear what I have to say. Some of it is true, though. Not all of it. And secondly, that the most special thing about me, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit today, is I'm an extremely average person. I struggle with my weight. I'm undisciplined sometimes. I've been very good at getting married. I've been very bad at staying married. I'm very average in many, many ways. But I think I'm a pretty good example of what can happen when you kind of get your mind right with focus, with alignment, with commitments, the kinds of things I teach today. I've been there and I've done that. I've failed. I have succeeded wildly beyond any expectation. And I've tried to pay attention to the process. So perhaps we can talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, so if that confused anybody, don't feel bad. It confused me. Because what he is a guy that can read your mind. He was John Denver's, like, best friend. He used to own the biggest house in Aspen, Colorado. He is the founder of LifeSpring, which off of that, I mean, he's known them all. Werner Erhard. All these people that changed the world in personal development. And now we've got this entire cadre of those people's grandchildren saying they invented network marketing, and they've got all these programs, and they've got this, they've got that. This is the great-grandfather. You just have no idea who he is. And so what I want you to do is don't judge either of these books by its cover, because you're going to be all fouled up if you do. Look inward, I promise you, because this guy is all of it in a bag of chips. And you will think, I mean, stuff happens. I did a post the other day about my dad, and 5 minutes later, here comes Robert and goes, man, we need to spend some time unpacking that, Tom, because he loves me so much. He knew I was suffering, even though I didn't know I was suffering. He's your kind of guy. He's my kind of guy. And we're going to put his website up, and you definitely, definitely want to go to his website, plug in, buy his book, and take it from there. So what do you want to ask him that's deep and important?
I want to spend a little time there, because many folks out there have heard of LifeSpring. They've heard of the work that you have done, but many more have not. And so talk about your journey of personal development yourself and how you, especially the early part of discovering and then beginning to embody and to push out into the world this work.
you know, something that, the third thing that came out of the introduction is that I'm old. so I've been around a lot of things, I guess. Look, I think for all of us, a lot of our ability to perform at a high level, or to use that word that shows up for me so often in an extraordinary way, is rooted in our history. And, one of the things I do in mentoring executives and business owners is I have them track significant events in their life. Not everything that happens, but those kind of turning points in life. One of them for me was growing up, you know, the kind of joke that's not a joke, poor but poverty-stricken, with a lot of physical abuse and a lot of emotional, mental abuse. And yet, when I was a senior in high school, I had the highest-rated radio show, DJ, top 40 show in the state of Wisconsin. I made more money than my father ever made in a year. So that was a significant turning point. And one of the things that led to was being named most likely to succeed. And I spent the next 10 years, as I look back on it today, making my classmates wrong. And so I got to be about 27. My little sales business, a network marketing business, I was horribly prepared for it, but I had it. I was late on payroll. I had had three heart attacks. I had had a divorce and felt horribly guilty. And all of that rooted, that 10 years, as I look back on it, was rooted in how I grew up, which was that I was not enough, that I was wrong to be ambitious. I was wrong to not want to be poor, even though it motivated me greatly. And one of my friends went to one of the early human potential movement seminars called Mind Dynamics out in California. And living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, anything in California was fruits and nuts and craziness. so he was in a similar business. He came back. His business got better. His marriage got better. And this guy had adult onset acne, something I didn't know even existed. For a sales guy, that's pretty disabling.
Troubling.
And he had done a lot of things. You know, I remember one of the things, he did some kind of appeal, and his face turned bright red like that monkey that you see at the zoo, you know, the monkey's butt. It really bothered him. He came back from this training that had nothing to do with that, nothing to do with money. He starts making more money, and his face cleared up. So I finally stopped resisting, and I went to the Mind Dynamics training. And it's a cliche all these years later, but my life changed for the better. On the fourth day of that training, I got personal responsibility. I got that I was driving the people that I needed in my life. I was driving away with criticism, with being a little bit too smart-ass, and, you know, just stuff like that. The following year, my little business tripled in size. The year after that, it went up 10 times. And one of the outcomes of that, and one of the things that caused it, was that I started bringing all of my salespeople, all of my network marketing distributors, and my family and my friends to the Mind Dynamics training. I didn't understand it. I didn't know who was behind it. I knew nothing about it. I just knew that if people went to that training, my life got better. Very selfish, actually.
Wow.
You know, and the relationships got better, and just life cleared up for me. And, you know, you mentioned Werner Erhard. He had an expression that I liked, which was that their training allows you to have your life get better just in the process of doing life. You know, that just by noticing really what's going on in your life, that this incredible mechanism that we live in can actually fix a whole bunch of things just if we notice them, that we have that ability. And that's now reflected in quantum physics and in a lot of different ways today. So that's very, very, very true for me. Because I enrolled so many people in Mind Dynamics, they found out about me. One day I got a phone call from the founder, Alexander Everett. I didn't even know his name. He called me and he said, I want you to come out to California. And I did. I was curious. And 10 days later, I was president of Mind Dynamics.
Wow.
Because, and I knew nothing about the training, except that it worked. But I knew something about selling and about organizing a business. That's what I was doing for a living.
Sure.
And for 2 years, I kind of fixed the U.S. business for Mindynamics, and for 2 years I ran around the world, and we set up foreign subsidiaries in England, in Finland, Helsinki, in Rome, in Munich, in London, certainly, so all over Europe, and Australia. I know that's a bit of a leap around the planet. And the only country I said no to was Japan. I went there for a week, and it was so foreign. You know, the language is backwards, and the Mindynamics training depended on language to a large extent. And plus, it was a very expensive place to do business, and we were stretched. So I said no. And for the next 2 years, while running Mindynamics, they called me every month asking me to bring Mindynamics to Japan. And I kept saying no. And then there was an ownership at Mindynamics. The co-owner died in a plane crash. And the founder, Alexander, took that as an opportunity to leave Mindynamics. So I ended up working for a probate judge, one of the less pleasant experiences
worst
in my life.
Worst manager you ever had?
you know, I went from working for a true visionary, a guy who every time I brought an idea to him, he only had one question every time. He'd say, is it good for the graduates?
Wow.
If I said yes, he said, well, then do it. And if I said, well, I'm not sure, he'd say, don't do it. It was a very simple game. And then I ended up working for somebody that was just about the cash, you know, bringing money in to pay the tax bill for the deceased partner, and unpleasant. So I left, and that's how LifeSpring got founded, was that experience. I thought I'm just going to rest for a while. I've been running around the world. I had a new baby boy, and I that's the wrong subject for me to get into here, but I thought I'll stay home. And the phone started ringing, and people were saying, what are we going to do? And that's how LifeSpring got started. They needed a job, and I think God was speaking to me through them. So, and then LifeSpring didn't work for me. So I sold the company to the staff. You know, the famous expression, I sold it for nothing down and forever to pay. And they took longer than forever to pay, you know, at that line. So I ended up broke because I put all my money into LifeSpring. And I had a wife and kids and a mortgage, you know, all those things. And Warner called me and wanted me to become president of the company he had founded called Est. And intuitively, I knew it was a no, but he's a persuasive person. So I agreed to work for 1 month, and I did the S training as a student at that time. And I've always told people that the main value I got from the S standard training was that I didn't want to work for S.
All right, we got to take a fast break, and we're going to come back right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. And it is a great day. We've got one of my best friends in the world who has told you a little bit how he got to where he is right this minute. And we're going to continue that on, because what I want you guys to understand is he's gone someplace in his life and he's going someplace in his life. And he's somebody you want to hitch your wagon to because he's a friend first. He's never tried to pick my pocket. He's only been a friend first, which is hard to find in this world. He's never tried to monetize me. I've tried to monetize him, by the way, but I love him with all of my heart. Back to you, Adrian.
So over the arc of this career, you've created so much, and most importantly, you've touched just a tremendous number of lives. Do you have an ability to track how many people have been through one of your seminars over the years? Do you have any idea?
Well, between LifeSpring and ARC International, my company in Asia, and the new company, Extraordinary People, it's 1,300,000 graduates of these high-impact experiential learning events. And the joy for me for most of that was in building a company, opening the opportunity for people to attend.
Yeah.
Making sure that the trainings were of high quality and that our follow-up was the best that we could do. But I, you know, when I left the EST 1 month of employment, I said, no, thank you to Werner, that phone rang again. The people from Japan called me, and they said, we've changed our offer. If you come for 3 months and set up a program here, we will pay you for 1 year. Now, remember, I'm broke. The family, the mortgage, you know. And later, yeah, people would say, well, you had this vision that turned into 15 training centers in Asia and all over Asia and a huge success. You must have had a big vision. You must have been driven by purpose, all those things that we teach. And I said, no, I needed a job at that time. I think underneath that is maybe a lesson for all of us is that underneath that, I think I was following God's purpose for me on the planet, my purpose. I just wasn't conscious about it. And what I've learned to do is to pay more attention to that and less attention to circumstance and environment. But I've lived abroad now a total of 23 years of my working life in Japan, in Hong Kong, and in mainland China. I've had incredible experiences. And if I look back at kind of, yeah, I had to make some key decisions. I had to sleep on somebody's sofa for 8 months getting the company started, you know, and really send my family back to the U.S. All of those things are part of my story. But if I look at what really drove it is that I've paid a lot of attention to attracting good people, people that love our work, that have some capability, that really want to do it. You know, they're not doing it just for a paycheck. They're doing it because they have a passion for it, and they have a love for it. So if I have a strength, I have plenty of weaknesses, but the strength's in the area of attracting just the best, most incredible people to do our trainings, to do enrollment, to do administration, to drive us into all of these countries that we were in.
How about, like, Benjamin Tutu or Nelson Mandela or Mother Teresa? You ever meet any of them?
Well, Desmond Tutu.
That's what I said.
Benjamin Tutu.
No, I've had.
Sorry about that. And I thought that was such a deep, profound call by me. And I'm an idiot. I'm embarrassed. Yes. Yeah, his brother, Desmond.
I didn't know he had a brother. That's great. No, I've had the incredible privilege of serving on the board of directors of the Desmond Tutu Peace Foundation. And I hold the Archbishop as one of my heroes. I miss him desperately. He died recently. But what a privilege to work with him and the other members of the board were just superstar people. And I learned so much from them. You know, I've been really fortunate. I've met three U.S. presidents. I've met two kings. I've met an emperor, the Emperor of Japan. Illegal, but I did it. and on the long friendship with John Denver was tremendously rewarding in many, many ways. So I've been really fortunate to meet some incredible mentors, incredible people that have enriched my life in ways I could never explain.
All right, we're going to take a break. When are we out of here, Adrian?
We have 40 seconds, and tell them about the website since they, people want to be
on the TheRobertWhite.com. Go to the, T-H-E, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, White, W-I-T-E, no, W-H-I-T-E. So go there, dot, and then C-O-M, dot com. TheRobertWhite.com. I know that locked in your brains. Every one of you need to know this guy. Trust me, I'm a doctor. How much time do I have now? Okay, so Genesis Communication Network, we love you. You've taken such care of us over the years. We are indebted to you beyond belief for your radio station, Blowtorch, and we're coming back right after this. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1,400 people were evacuated through humanitarian corridors on Saturday, despite persistent Russian shelling that made it difficult to carry out efforts in parts of Ukraine. The Kremlin stepped up attacks as a result of Ukrainian forces sinking their warship, the Moskva. Russia says it was not a loss due to Ukrainian missiles, but due to a fire on board. Russian officials warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine, or it could face unpredictable consequences. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians are banned from entering Russia. Officially, it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over its invasion of Ukraine. Russian officials have placed similar bans on U.S., Canadian, and European leaders. This is USA Radio News. Another bus full of migrants has arrived to Washington, D.C. from Texas.
The bus arrived Saturday morning after Texas Governor Greg Abbott began to send one bus of migrants a day to Washington, D.C., saying the move is an effort to show President Biden the crisis at the southern border.
We will transport as many as possible. The president has not ever come to the border of Texas and has seen the chaos that he has caused. And it is not going to come to the border. We're going to take the border to him.
Abbott's move comes as border officials are preparing for a large surge of migrant crossings, expected to be one of the largest in years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio Governor Mark DeWine is in quarantine after he tested positive for COVID-19. His office says that he is experiencing mild symptoms and has received a monoclonal antibody treatment on Friday. DeWine is fully vaccinated. He also has received his booster shot. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Hopefully this has been unbelievably enlightening for you. Robert White is one of a kind. And bad things happen to good people. And I want all of you to know that his life is not a walk in the park. And as a human being, that's going to happen to each and every one of us, where we're going to be blindsided by something that's incomprehensible. And it isn't that it's never going to happen, because it's always going to happen. But how you handle it is the gift of the work that he's given over a million people on this planet the ability to handle, only to find out that when we're doing all this stuff in the work like this, Alcoholics Anonymous is my kind of life, you know, and all of a sudden something comes along and I need help, and here it comes. And I can call Robert White in the middle of the night. Sam Georges, who's a friend, Tony Robbins' CFO, is a friend of his. And Sam helped me out of a huge jam. And I just want you all to know that you've got connection because of me, because of Adrian, because of Robert, to people that can get you out of what you're in. Because it is not permanent, no matter how bad it feels. Right, Robert?
Well, I have had a recent experience, particularly where I am surrounded by love, by counsel, by support of every kind. And I wasn't always that way. But in all those personality tests, I'm a fairly extreme introvert. I mean, I can crank it up to be in front of, I guess my largest audience was about 7,000 people. So I can crank it up and do what I call my dancing monkey show. But I'm actually the person that retreats to his room and curls up with a book or some music or watches Romanian soccer on ESPN2. You know, I'm not that guy that wants to be out front. And what I've learned later in my life is that people want to support me. And because I've been on the other side. I've been the person to do the support. Accepting it has been an interesting challenge for me. You know, I mentioned that thing about being 17 and being named most likely to succeed. I was also number 6 out of 300 in my high school graduating class, and I called my mother to tell her that, and the first words out of her mouth, I thought about this later, is really indicative of our entire relationship. She said, "Why weren't you number 1? So I've lived with a lot of criticism, and I realize that's part of me, that's part of why I pull away from people. You know, my book, Living an Extraordinary Life, for 20 years, people told me, you should write this book about your work. And I have all kinds of excuses, you know, like we do experiential learning. A book is not an experience, all that. It was, I don't know if it was lazy or if it's just self-doubt, but I didn't write it until then. And then I was secretly proud. Some really wonderful people that I highly respect liked it. You know, when Ken Blanchard calls you and orders extra copies, or Jimmy Colano, the founder of Career Track, and Alexander
Tom Chenault.
Tom Chenault's biggest single customer.
Okay, you guys. Here's the deal. All right. If you're on here live and you're paying attention, type the word live right now. Type the word live right now in the comments. And if you don't know how to type, we'll get you to a typing class. Type the word live right now. And everybody that typed the word live right now, I'm going to send you, at my expense, postage and everything, a copy of his book. That's going to tell you. So have put that one in your pipe and smoke it. There's a guy on here named Nima Warfield, and he's listening to you right now. First Rhodes Scholar winner of the Rhodes Scholarship from a historical black college, 4 degrees, and had a mom just like yours. And he's watching right now. He just typed that. And I'll tell you what, all you tightly wound guys that just put all that pressure on yourself and you thought you were going to pop, this guy can help you out of that jackpot and give you your true course of life, your true north, because I see it happening all the time because we think we have to drive our kids. And what we do is drive our kids away and drive them into mental health and depression issues. And it happened to you. It happened to him. It didn't happen to me. So it's awesome. I started drinking early enough. Thank you.
I've never heard a more complete excuse for drinking. Ever. Look, my mother was also an extremely hard worker, and she modeled personal responsibility. She was widowed 3 times. My father was the 3rd husband to die on her. The family joke was that it was her cooking, but not really. So she was also a very positive role model, and that I've leaned on all of my life. I've been willing to work hard. I've been willing to take responsibility for my life and my work. But it's a journey. There's some things I'm very good at, some things I'm really not. Overall, I think I'm an example of that training, my training, and the work we've done over the years.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge thing. I want to come back to your statement from earlier about the kind of people that you have been able to attract over your career, because that doesn't happen on its own. You know, people of a certain caliber aren't interested in hanging around people that are not bringing something to the table. And so I love your humility. However, I also am very aware you bring a lot to the table, and even just to be able to become comfortable in those rooms, which I would imagine you weren't always at the beginning, to step up to hanging around that caliber of person, what would you say to someone who's looking to increase the quality of the circle, whether or not they're famous, just to hang around people that are really going places?
You know, we have a an expression that we use in the trainings, a model, and it's B plus do equals have. I don't know what the real origin of it is, but I do know that it was used in Scientology, and I do know that that's what got me, I'm very proud of this, got me onto the enemies list for Scientology, one of my marks of fame, I guess, in the world. I'm on their enemies list. But that those simple words, be plus do equals have, are the answer to a whole lot of people's questions. In a Western context, we really think that it's what we do is going to equal what we get, what we have. And yet that's not the key. The key is more Eastern, and that's that word be. How are we being in the matter? If I'm sourcing a company, what is my state of being? Am I coming from abundance? Am I coming from purpose and vision and values and certainly results? Or am I just chasing money and success and fame? That's a big difference in the state of being. And what I've found is, yes, people are sometimes attracted to me because I do have, I'm very clear about my purpose. I'm very clear about my vision. I do think I have pretty strong positive values. So I think that does attract people. But then I've learned that if what's required to pay somebody fairly is for me to live on the sofa, I'm on the sofa. Because to get really good people, sometimes they have to take care of their families, and they have ambition, and they have targets, and they're not the entrepreneur. And look, I made a ton of money by paying people well.
Yeah.
You know, I mostly retired at 46 to Aspen and built a 14,500 square foot home on 76 acres. I bought a jet. I traveled around the world and it was on 6 nonprofit boards, all these wonderful things. But that came from a lot of choices over the years that created that kind of income for me.
What do you think about that?
I think that all of you need to listen to him. And I know so many of you on that are listening right now. And we forgot, a lot of us, including myself, have often forgotten about the B. And the B is the critical part of that equation. And so many people just blow past that. Who are you being in your life today in every area, especially where people aren't looking? And again, going back to Robert White and having a circle of people that you can reach up to when the water's deep is what you want. And you've got to be that person ultimately because of the be that you are, that when they're in the same boat, they're reaching up to you. And that's kind of a paradox because how can that happen? Because you're not below, or, you know, you get yourself to that point where you can fill a hole for somebody that you've never dreamt possible. And it happens to me all the time. You guys know who my friends are. And it's pretty extraordinary. Next week, we've got either Garrett McGrath or Marina Worre on here. And it goes on and on and on because we reach up. But sometimes those people are in the same jackpot, and they've got to reach up to me. And think about that. That's who you want to be. How do you get there from here? I think it's in the be much more than the do, don't you?
I have learned that over time, that just hard work, if it's in the wrong direction and from the wrong place, isn't going to get you where you want to go. It's working on yourself and becoming the person you were born to be. And you can either express that in terms of kind of a religious approach, a spiritual approach, that God put us here, 7 billion people, who are unique. None of us are the same as another person. We are, a friend of mine calls it being one of one.
Yeah.
We are one of one. But the challenge through our lifetime is to discover who that person is and fully express it. And everyone has a different, I've been trying to think of the expression. I participated for a couple of years in Dan Sullivan's program, Strategic Coach.
You're kidding me.
I've done them all, boy.
I love him. He just wrote this book, Who Not How.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, you know him?
No.
I'm going to introduce you. How's that?
No, but I paid him a lot of money.
Oh, my God, that's unbelievable. So did Jordan Adler. That's crazy.
No, I flew to Chicago for 2 years to do the quarterly programs. And he has a thing about core competency. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's that unique ability. I think that is the term, maybe, unique ability. You actually survey your friends and ask them, what is your unique ability? Maybe I'll share this after a break.
Yeah, we got 1 minute to a break. So.
Okay. I have a dear friend and one of our graduates who unfortunately got hooked by alcohol to a disabling point of view. I was here on a visit from China. I only had 48 hours to get whatever I was going to get done. I didn't know what to do, so I called Tom. And he said, bring him to Longmont, Colorado tomorrow morning, and we'll have coffee.
Two Dog Diner.
And it was great. And I learned so much from Tom, but the biggest thing I learned was commitment. He was so committed to this guy that he had never met before, my friend, and I was sitting there just in awe. I mean, we were sitting around 40 people and what I learned about addicts is they have a zillion excuses and escape routes.
Yes.
And he very gently, with a smile, slammed those doors shut.
Ate him for lunch. I talked to him this morning.
All right,
we're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. So, during the show, I gave you all a free book. And if you guys put live in the comments right now, I'm not going to penalize you, Joanne, because you got here late. So no matter who's here, I'm telling you, I love you, and I'm going to send you the book. And poor Carl upstairs is going to have to send them, so he's going to be all mad. But I love you guys that much. This book changed my life. I know it's going to change yours. I'm going to get Denise to bring me a Who Not How, which is Dan Sorensen's book, to give to Robert, because I have two copies at my house, and I wondered why I bought two. So that's the reason, to give to him. And now, back to you, Adrian. Where are we?
So as we were coming out to the break, we were just talking about this importance of being, and I think you had another experience to share about one of your grads. And then I want to make sure we wrap it up. I know you've got something you want to share with our guests.
Well, I wanted to mention that what I saw from Tom sitting there at a coffee shop with 40 people around us was I saw his unique ability. He had been there and done that in regards to healing addiction. I don't know, is that a fair expression?
It's perfect.
And so he was one step ahead of my friend at every moment. It was really quite amazing. And then at that point, Tom was kind of halfway through the construction process on this palace that he built on a lake near here. And he said to my friend, who, you know, grew up in poverty and in the ghetto, and he said, you want to come and see my house or something like that? Yeah, okay. Then, have you ever driven a boat? This guy hadn't even, I don't know if he'd ever been in a boat. And, you know, what I saw was commitment after commitment after commitment to somebody he'd only met a couple of hours before. And I think there's a real message in that for me, for anybody. What is your unique ability and are you expressing it in the world? You know, you might be a person really good administratively. Well, be that first person in the world that administrates things. Years ago, I only did one training myself per year. It was called the Aspen Experience. It was about legacy, about what are we leaving behind. And in that, one of the handouts was called The Dancing Toll Taker. And it was about a guy on the Golden Gate Bridge back in the day when it was not electronic. You know, somebody took your $2 and, you know, you went on with your day. And suddenly, there's like 10 gates. And suddenly, people are noticing that at one of the gates, cars are lined up for a mile and the others are empty. And it was because this guy wanted to be a dancer. He went to his boss and he said, you know, he had to take care of his family. So he's a toll taker. That was his job. But he went to his boss. He said, could I put a boom box in my little hut? The guy said, yeah, I don't care. So I did. And then the guy took the chair out and he danced. So when he greeted people to take their $2, he was in a state of joy because he was doing what he loved. And it just happened to include taking tolls. And people love that so much. That's what they wanted on the way to work, was to be around that guy. And I've always thought about that story, that when I look around me, I am looking in my life, first of all, and evaluating myself. Am I doing what I love with the people I love, and am I being fairly compensated for it? And I think there's a lesson in that for all of us.
That's a huge litmus test right there. Am I doing what I love with the people that I love? Am I being fairly compensated for it? And if you take those three boxes, you set yourself up for a great life.
Yeah. And I would add, is there a contribution involved in it? Are you making a difference?
There we go. So speaking of contribution, I know you have something that you wanted to share with our friends here today, and so I wanted to give you the chance to do that, Robert.
For the, over 10 years now, I've been doing a weekly email called An Extraordinary Minute. It's a bit of timeless wisdom from somebody, not me, but from a book I've read or from a program that I've attended. Dan Sullivan's one of the sources, by the way, even though he doesn't know that.
Nice.
You can tell him that. He's one
there
of my
go.
Sources.
There we go.
And then I comment on it. It's all designed to be in one read in 1 minute or less. And you can sign up for it at therobertwhite.com.
That's awesome. I read these. They are so worth your time. And so make sure you go do that. Therobertwhite.com. We'll throw it back up here on the screen as well before we wrap up. And, Robert, I just think that if that point you made of living into the essence of who we are and that being, that is so essential. And for every one of you who's listening and watching with us today, ask yourself, what's the thing that is that moment of dancing in the toll booth? What is the thing that you just can't stop doing because you love it so much? What is the thing that puts that smile on your face? And how do you infuse that into whatever it is that you do? That's something that we all can practice. That's a step that you can take right now, today, and it will begin to change who you be as a result, won't it, Robert?
And look, in the book interviews that I've done, the most common line from the book that people comment on is that I say, and I mean it, that life is simple. This just does not mean it's easy. Look, life is not easy. Jordan Peterson says it's tragic. Yeah. The Buddhists say it's, you know, that we're in this wreck that we need to recover from, right? Life is not easy. The most common belief that I see out there that leads people in the wrong direction is they think life is supposed to be easy and that it's complicated. It's just the opposite. The great teachers throughout history, Confucius, Jesus Christ, they all say the same thing. And that is, life is simple. They've been telling us how to live life for thousands of years. It's actually simple. It's just not easy. And we got to take it on. Sometimes it's a fight. Sometimes it's a flow. Sometimes it's a joy. But it ain't easy. And it's worth it.
There we go. All right, we got to go. We'll see y'all next week. Come back. Love you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.